here at Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Globo Gym. I'm your host, Dave Destruction, riding solo, as I always do, which blows a lot of the times. I was just telling the fellas at Shining Wizards, Tony, I was like, yeah, you know what? It sucks when I'm talking to myself for an hour or two or however long it was. You remember when it was 2 hours? That was when I first started. I was like, I can talk forever and I'll never get bored and I'll never lose topics and I'll never do this and I'll never do that. And then Jay Silva, Two and a Half Wrestlers, was like, well, what happens when, you know, PWS isn't running shows? What are you going to do? Because over the summer, we kind of take off, you know, and we promote the September show. And I was like, nah, don't worry about it. I'll fill the time. And shit, no way. Not a shot. But today, Mike Francesa is on the fan. I got my little earphones in, as I just posted on Instagram. I left my big boys in the car. And this lazy ass isn't going out there to go get them because it's raining and it's shitty. And I'm comfy, so I have my little headphones on. So got those in, ready to rock and roll. Got a lot to talk about because clearly it's been a cool week for me as well as this past month. I got Survivor Series 1993 in the background right now. We got the Hart Foundation or Hart Family coming out, and my God, yeah, I believe this is the pay per view where Owen Hart kicks Bret's leg out from under his leg. So that'll be fun. I'm sure that'll happen in the next couple minutes because that match is about to start. Okay, well, first of all, before I get into anything else, okay, I think no matter what kind of diet you're on, you deserve a cheat meal. Cheat meal, cheat day, cheat night, whatever. You need some kind of release. I was stressed this morning, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but I was stressed out this morning, and I'm like, you know, F this, man. I gotta eat. As bad as that sounds, I gotta eat. And I was like, I'm going to go to my favorite pizzeria. I'm going to grab a couple slices and come home and watch the network and relax and chill. And I did that. However, when I got to the pizza place, I'm sitting there and there's one dude behind the register, a black guy. For whatever reason, I feel like it's the busiest day this pizzeria has ever had, ever. And he's not answering phones and he keeps putting people on hold. He's like, you know, blah, 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 please hold, please hold, please hold. And he's looking at me. He's like, man, I'm busy. I can't do this by myself. I was like, hey, man, I'm on your side. You know, that kind of sucks. I can only imagine. I was like, but if you got to put them on hold, they'll hold, you know? Next thing you know, a person comes inside on the phone. Like, the phone's up to her ear. Some little tiny Spanish lady who I find out is 46 years old and a single mom because that's she got into that shit. I'm on hold right now. And I'm like, wait a minute. You're on hold and you're walking into the pizzeria. What are you trying to prove? She's like, I've been on hold for 30 minutes. And in my head, I'm like, okay, why? Why are you holding that long? Just hang up. And she's like, I'm on hold right now because you hung up on me because you're too busy, you said. And the guy's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I must have crossed the line. And before you can even get through the next sentence, she's going on and on and on. She goes, and I'm 5 minutes away and you couldn't deliver my pizza. So right there, I'm like, wait a fucking second. Wait a minute. You're 5 minutes away. And this segues into my hatred for the lazy. I don't understand. You're 5 minutes away, but you have to call and order delivery on a Thursday fucking afternoon? Wait a minute. I purposely drove there today because I'm like, you know what? I got to get out of the house. I'm not working today. There's no PWS training today. We're not filming this today. We're not doing that today. It's a day to myself. It's also my off day at the gym. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of the house eventually. So I do that. And I get to experience this shit. Oh boy. And she's like, I'm a 46-year-old woman with a 1-year-old at home. And I'm like sitting to myself, like, all right, so where's the 1-year-old? Because I'm looking outside your car and that's not there. That's not like it's a thing and not a person. But you're not there. But Lord knows, maybe you left them at your complex that you keep elegantly describing as a complex. You're probably in the Kensington Apartments or something like that or some shithole. No offense to anybody who actually lives there, if anybody's actually listening that lives there. But they're not the classiest of places. You're 5 seconds from the pizzeria. Get off your lazy ass and go. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret because I've told my friends, I've told my family. Right now, as I'm employed with Sirius at Sirius XM Sports in New York City, because I was on unemployment before I got hired, they negotiated something with me saying, hey, good luck on your job search. Here are two rates. We're either going to give you X for a week or this per week if you have a part-time job. So it's almost as like it's an incentive. We're going to give you a little bit more money to get you back on your feet. Excuse me. There's the pizza coming up. So I'm making my money at Sirius. And on the side, I'm making unemployment. Unemployment's meeting me halfway because I was clearly making more money before I got hurt. So maybe they see that. So it's a gift. You know, it's something that I thought, I was like, wow, New Jersey, man, you guys did it right. Good job. So I get this invite in the mail, the regular mail, not email, a regular piece of paper saying, please come to this seminar on how to get a job. So I was like, well, I don't need this because I just got hired. So I skipped it. I skipped the little date. Little did I know that they will hold your money if you skip this thing. And I said, wait a minute. Whoa, I got a job. I have a job that could turn into full time and probably will down the line. What? Why did I have to go to this? So they're holding 2 weeks of worth of pay. And I still haven't gotten paid from Sirius yet because I came in on a pay period or whatever, like the beginning of it. So the check, it just takes a little while. So here I am, no income all of a sudden. And I'm like, wait a second. So you'd mean to tell me I have to go to this thing? So what do? I do my due diligence. I get in my car. I drive down to Perth Amboy. And I go to this thing. Last Thursday, I went to this thing. I never saw such shit in my life. I thought going to courthouses to fight speeding tickets when I was 18, 19 years old was bad, when I kept seeing people with DWIs and child support check stuff and all this other shit. When I'm 19, 20 years old, I'm like, wow, man, these guys are degenerates. I ain't seen nothing yet until I walked into this shithole. I go into Perth Amboy. I do my little seminar. But at the same time, one guy raises his hand and goes, quote, y'all provide college? Because I need that shit. Need that shit. Yes, sir. You do need that shit. Go to school. And then another guy had to be 75 years old. 75 years old. He actually said, I'm 75 years old. And he goes, I don't need this goddamn seminar. I don't have much time left. I wanted to cry. Like, wait a minute, man. You're telling people, why? That's terrible. Man. Well, anyways, long story short, yes, I completed the seminar. Everything's kind of squared away now. But I was pissed off this morning at the And I don't even know why I should be pissed off at the government per se, because I'm sure they have nothing to do with unemployment or disability or anything like that. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm very uneducated when it comes to that shit. I should probably read a book or read the manual or read my rights or whatever. I should probably figure some of that shit out before I start bashing. But in reality, if you think about it, here I am now with no health insurance right now, as it stands right now, which I have to apply. I'm going through that process tomorrow, because I'll get into why I need to speed that process up in a couple minutes. But here I am with no healthcare, with not a lot of income. So it's going to be expensive. I find out that people are being, it's called Obamacare. People are being paid, given free healthcare because they're jobless. Here's my suggestion to you people. Get a motherfucking job. I really hate cursing, but when I'm mad, I'm fucking mad, dude. I am mad. Jesus Christ.
Doing a happy dance? Doing a happy dance?
Okay, I'm good. The happy dance did it. Fine. People, go get a job, okay? New Jersey's not going to pay you forever. Anyway, so that was my lunch debacle. That was my morning of dog shit. As I look over my notes here, happy birthday, Mom, my birth mother. Her birthday was yesterday. She just sent me a picture of her and her dog. Great. Happy birthday, Mom, and your dog. And who supposedly is my new sister when she got a dog. She said, this is your sister. I said, no, it's fucking not. It's a dog. Well, no. It's like your sister. Okay. Whatever you say. Anyway, so happy birthday, Mom. I think she's 50, born in 1958. I don't know. 56, 57. I don't know. Happy birthday, Mom. I know you don't listen.
How do I listen to the thingy? Are you working in New York? Do you have a job yet? Did you get Ebola? These are real fucking things. When I post this shit on my Facebook about real conversations with my mother, that's happening. She's so shot, it's not even funny. Love her to death. She's just fucking shot. Take a swig of the old jug. Yeah, so that's Mom in a nutshell. So happy birthday, Mom.
Plugs. I was taught to do plugs early. So we'll plug. I hope everybody, all you fans, enjoy 1031. If you were not there, fuck you. I don't want to hear any bullshit excuses. Well, it was Halloween. No shit. We purposely did that. We purposely put the fucking thing on Halloween so you would go and enjoy it. So go scratch if you weren't there. I met a lot of cool people. I see a lot of the same faces.
JP Mayer showed up.
Because I told him to, or I beat his ass. I legit said that to him. I said I'd spear you through a wall if you weren't there. So he learned. I should have threatened the sign girls, but hey, listen. You want to go? That's okay by us. But hope to see everybody back for what we are anticipating to be our great fall classic. That's what I'm calling it. We're calling it Wrestle Bowl 2014. Last year was Wrestle Bowl 2013. The inaugural Wrestle Bowl, which I was a part of. That was fun. It was I was a part of the Four Corners tag team match, which ICP came out. They made it a number one contenders match to the tag team titles. So it was me and Big O, my boy, who went off and won a tag team belt without me. Thanks, dude. Just, man, that just fell apart quick, huh? But yeah, so he won. Congratulations on that. But me and Big O versus Black Hollywood versus what the hell? Eddie Criollo and Michael Starks, known as 24/7 at the time. And a birthday boy, happy birthday, Christian, from the former Suburban Outfitters when he was tagging up with Hash, little Hash Brown, who now is a beep from the car wash. You see how these things, they just transfer into greatness? You know, you hang tight, you have patience, and good things will happen. Or Christian got hurt and that tag team went away. That sounds so fucking familiar. I'm going to give Christian a call, see if he wants to be a tag team. The handicapped heroes. Nah, wait, shit, that's already taken. So we'll come up with something. I posted something on his timeline of our t-shirts. Pretty badass shit. Go check that out. Go follow Christian on Facebook and stuff. He's also recovering from an injury. Nasty car accident. God bless him for being alive after that. After we saw pictures of his car, there's no way a normal man would walk away from that. So he must be superhuman. He also works at Verizon. Go get your phones through him. So good luck on your recovery. Yeah, so that's that plug. Yeah, so 1122, Mick Foley, Insane Clown Posse, EC3 is in the house, Kevin Matthews in action again in a 4-on-4 reality check, plus Teddy Hart is back with them to team up to go against the Untouchables, which I'm sure that's still subject to change, the Untouchables and Dan Moff. No, that's wrong. It's completely wrong. Who the hell are they fucking facing? I should usually have this shit pulled up. Reality check. The bodies? Fala? Maybe? I don't know. Whatever. Go to ProWrestlingSyndicate.com for all your information on that, because I don't know the fucking matches off the top of my head all of a sudden. Oh, well, no. It's Chris Payne with Tessa Blanchard, his new girl, teaming up with Eddie Kingston, teaming up with the Reynolds brothers against Dan Moff. Dan Moff and the Untouchables. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right. Now, that right. So, yeah, going to be a jam house as usual. I will be there. I will see everybody there. Whatever. That's 1122. Go check out that. Tickets are still on sale for that. Only general admission available because so goddamn popular. And I think the freaks sold out all the freaking front row. The Juggalos will be in the house, so Lord knows. And next week, not the next week coming up, but the following week, Monday Night Mayhem is a Wrestle Bowl preview issue. Yeah, I'm definitely 100% wearing Juggalo makeup. That's my only chance to do it and be a Juggalo. I'm doing it. So tough shit. That's fresh. Anyway, Network plugs. My boys over the Shining Wizards had a great show the other night, myself included. It was Drew Gulak, who I met. Awesome dude. Very, very humble. Great guy. I'm not caught up to speed, except for Devin Moore. I'm not caught up to speed on CZW at all. I don't watch it. I don't follow it. I feel like it's kind of too hardcore for my liking. That's just my taste. I mean, but it's anybody's thing. I guess it's maybe one or two matches of the night, and then they have normal wrestling. Again, it's excuse me. Wow, burped right into the mic. That was professional. That's their thing. I don't know. However, we'll get into that when it comes, I guess. But Drew Gulak, awesome dude. He was in studio with myself and the whole Shining Wizards cast. It was a lot of fun. Go listen to that. Download that episode. It was really fun. Everybody over at the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Network, I should follow more as far as your guys' podcast, but I've been trying to catch up on everybody's shit. So go follow them. Go follow the Nerdport at JP Mayer's, I guess, his independent point of view, which was visited by a couple of personalities last night. That was fun. I was there. And also, I pretended I was Mo Bokara, and he thought it was Mo Bokara because JP's JP and he's gullible. So that's that. I warned Mr. Gulak about a Ryan Gately, otherwise known as Falcon Arrow, who plans on going to train at CZW after quitting the BWS school and also trying to come back and then being asked not to come back. So good luck with that student. He's a space cadet. I don't really know what it is about him. He just thinks he could talk out of turn and say what he wants. And he's had like 14 girlfriends who he's called like his lovers over the last like 2 years. So, I mean, I know I have a lot of girls. I've had a lot of relationships, but this guy takes the fucking cake, man. Holy shit. So, yeah. So, anyway, training. As far as my gym, I am now a member, and I'm waiting for my medal for the 300-pound bench press club. Yes, me benching 300 pounds. I was as excited as anybody else would be. I was also shocked when I got off the bar, and I had this guy spot me. The guy spotted me was fucking huge. This guy had to be an offensive lineman for the NFL. And I was like, hey, man, can you stand behind me and make sure this doesn't drop on my neck and just make sure I don't die? And I got it up, went down once, pumped it up once, went down twice. And then on the third way up, I said, okay, I'm done. You can take this back. So I will shoot for more, obviously, as I go. The knee, that's where I'm most excited about. Here's the story with the knee. I did legs the other day at the gym, and I felt better after that workout than I've felt before I got hurt. And then I redoubled up on some padding and my new brace that the physical therapist gave me. I was walking around as if I didn't have an injury. Whether it be a mental thing, whether it be an actual physical thing where it's holding shit in place and making sure nothing shifts around, whatever the case may be, I loved it. And after, you know, sitting on the couch for a couple of days thinking and going over some shit, talked to Pat and Eric about a couple of things just here and there. And Pat asked, are you back? I said, not yet. After talking to Drew Gulak and a couple of the guys at the Shining Wizards, I think, and I'm being bold by saying this, but I think I'm going to return back to physical training with the PWS school the Monday after 11:22. That's when I'm back. Whether it be full half speed, I don't know, but I'm coming back. And the comeback is complete. And I'm really happy when I say that. And I don't give a shit who doesn't like it, whether it be family, friends, anybody who thought that it was over and it was done. You're all wrong and tough shit because I got a lot more to prove. I'm tired of posting pictures with me and Hacksaw as if that's the cornerstone of my career and then that's it. No, I have more to prove. I have guys to beat, lose to. I have matches to complete. So I will do that. When is the show comeback? I have no idea. And I told a million people this over the summer. I'm not just going to step on toes. The guys have been busting their ass all summer. Why should I just come back and say, I'm back, put me in the show? That's not fair. It's not fair to anybody. So I won't be doing that. I will wait my turn, just like most of the PWS guys wait their turn to get the push, to get the green light, to go do a new gimmick, to do anything. They've all earned it, so I will earn it. And I don't have a problem doing that. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get back. Now, I'm probably going to catch shit for this if certain people listen. But who were the Knights that were teaming up with Shawn Michaels? Were they work? I mean, obviously they were workers, but like anybody popular before I Wikipedia'd it later? I don't know. Just curious. But anyway, going forward, what am I going to cover? Oh, the sports world was thrown off yesterday by Michael Kay going absolutely apeshit on Mike Francesa. And let me tell you something. I couldn't be more happy and I couldn't be more excited about this because he finally called him out on everything he was doing. Mike Francesa has a tendency to think he's number one when he's not. In fact, the most and not so much, I would say the majority of his listeners hate him. And it's like a bad car wreck where people listen and watch because they just like to see it get worse progressively. So I think that's what they're doing when it comes to Mike Francesa and Mike Dup or Mike Don or whatever the fuck he's calling his show nowadays. I think that's what he's doing. And whatever, man. Michael Kay and Don LaGreca are so much better. So much better than this guy. I won't get into all the specifics because it just pisses me off. And I make fun of him enough. So whatever. In the NFL, Adrian Peterson is getting an appeal or is getting charged with something less. Haven't really thought about it, but if you think about it, so you're mean to tell me that you could beat the living crap out of your son, get caught doing it, and then and get away with it almost. I mean, is that fair? I don't care who you are. You're an NFL star. You were supposed – you not for nothing, but before the surface, I always said Adrian Peterson is one of those guys where he doesn't talk shit. He just plays the game. He's the best at what he does. He was the best running back in the league, hands down. But then all this shit surfaces. Last year, son died, but I felt bad. Oh, my God. Adrian Peterson's one-year-old son or three-year-old son or whatever, dead. And I'm like, wait, whoa. That sucks. Where did that come from? Well, now it's even worse. I don't think this guy should be brought back into the NFL. I don't. It doesn't deserve it. It's a privilege. You represent the shield. Not that shield. This shield. The NFL shield. Oh, wait. We do have a live listener because hit me up. Barry Horowitz, Greg Valentine, Jeff Gaylord. Those are the Knights. Wow. Thanks, Jim. Because I really needed to know. I don't know. I was curious. Greg Valentine? You know, they all look the same. I mean, I know they're all wearing the same shit, but like even their faces, they look like squared off faces. It's weird. But thanks, Jim. I appreciate that. As Jim is always my easiest go-to source of information that I A, ask for, or B, don't ask for, I get it all. It's all coming up. Jim Slobin. Go follow him on Facebook. He's like a live ESPN broadcast. It's great. Hold on. Yeah, so that's that. Oh, shit. No, I thought I hit something. What else we got? We got a lot of other shit, but I think we have a word from a sponsor of some sort, I think. What is this? Hold on.
The big guy.
Oh, it's just Ryback on loop there. Yeah, I'm not going to deal with that shit. I'm like, oh, what's this? All this? Oh, wow. There's so many more. Oh, wow. There's so many more sound bites. Look at this shit. Oh, they're going to get mad at me for using that.
That's not cool.
Oh, shit. Look at this one.
Oh, shucky ducky. Quack, quack.
I never understood that. And I asked him, I was like, what is this shit? What is that? He's like, I don't know. Okay, fine. Well, fuck it. I'm going to use all these if I want. Anyway, we'll go into the next topic at hand because I could do that. I could just make a little transition into the next topic here as I roll along. My fantasy football records, which I've been trying to tell you people to listen to me, is as follows. My league, I'm 7-2. Suck it. Oh. Here we go. You ready for this? This will be fun. Hold on. It's a phone call. Hello?
What's up?
What's going on, Chris Payne? That's live right now on Thursday Night Destruction.
Are you really? You live?
Yeah, man. I figured, you know what? I'm going to do something in the afternoon because I don't have much going on. So I'm live now. Say hello to the audience.
What's going on?
So, Chris Payne, this is Improv 2 interview. How was your match against Simon Phillip II, or Phillip Simon II, whatever the fuck his name is?
I don't know. I blinked and it was over.
Yes, it was fucking fast. Hey, how about I give you a call back in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes?
Well, you might as well plug me while I'm here.
Always looking out for yourself, you son of a bitch. All right. Well, Chris Payne is in act. Actually, I did plug your match already for 11:22. Chris Payne with his new girlfriend slash sex slave, Tessa Blanchard, will be competing with, alongside who? Eddie Kingston and the Reynolds brothers,
Eddie,
correct?
And Reynolds brothers.
Okay, and you're taking on the Untouchables and Dan Moff?
That's right.
All right, there you go. There's your plug, fucker.
You guys will follow me at HouseCPayne. Follow that.
All right. Well, there you go. Look at Payne just calling in, gets his plugs, all that shit. All right. I'll give you a call back in a little bit. I'll be almost done.
I was just trying to be a nice friend and just say, hey, what's going on?
I know. I know. We're all good buddies here. It's not like it's breaking kayfabe. We're all good guys again.
Maybe you complain about a few things, but other than that, I'm good.
So, yeah, no. I'm good too.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Have a good show and call me later.
All right. Will do, brother. Goodbye. Well, that's a first. That is a first. A live call from my fucking cell phone. Chris Officer Payne, who is a good friend of mine off the wrestling scene. He's actually in my wedding. So the man bun, Chris Payne, Giancarlo. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Fill me in on that, brother. Yeah, I got thrown off because of Chris Payne. Ah, yes, my fantasy records. 7-2, my own league. I'm kicking ass, taking names. I'm 6-3 in another big money league. I'm 5-4 in the Swiss league after starting 1-4. So the comeback kid is there. And yeah, I'm 3-5 in my mom's league. So, you know.
Damn!
Yeah, I know. His hair, never mind, bro. Oh, sorry. Gotcha. It's me, boy. That's great. Oh, my God. That's great. Dude, call in. Chat with me. 760-888-5749 if you can. Giancarlo. I like to see the relationship between you and Enzo Amari. That's I'm curious to know about that. So if you want to call in. We'll chat. Fuck you then. Don't message me on fucking Facebook and then totally ignore me. All right, give me a few. All right, well, I got about a half hour. So I'm only going about an hour today. So call in whenever you want. Okay, bye. So, yeah. So going forward, that's my fantasy teams. And thank you for that, Jip. Jesus Christ, I'm getting slaughtered all over the place from different angles here. I don't know how to maintain all this publicity. No, I'm kidding. I'm just trying to answer people at the same time. Giancarlo, give me a few. All right, cool. So anyway, going forward with my little notes here, that's my fantasy week. I'm doing good in pretty much three of the four leagues, so I'm excited. All you got to do is make the playoffs, man, in fantasy football. You make the playoffs, you're in. You got that shot. You got the shot at the goal, the money. Shit. So, yeah. Now, what do I got here? Dallas game. The Dallas game. So, Does anybody want to hear about Dallas?
Shut up!
All right, fine. Oh, man, you should have never gave me access to all these soundboards. So does anybody really want to, like, know what I think about Tony Romo's comeback?
It doesn't matter what you think.
All right, Rocky. So, all right, no, for real, though. The Cowboys are back. Last week's loss was shit. Brandon Weeden played like he's never played football in his life. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand. Supposedly, like, oh, don't worry about it. You got this. You know what? Everybody jumped all over his balls when he had two good drives against the Redskins. It's the Redskins. It's the Redskins, okay? Shit, man. I mean, it's the Cardinals are a whole different whole different monster. I don't know. But I'm so glad I found all these sound bites. Now I'm going to be – had I known this, I would have been so much more prepared, like, for let's see. What's this one?
It's time!
That's funny. I just played that one because I always had that question of Bruce and Michael Buffer, both, you know, obviously brothers. Who does that? Growing up, like, the one brother's like, you know what? I want to be an announcer. And then the other brother's like, I want to be an announcer. Me and my brother on totally two different sides of the spectrum. I'm in radio. I'm in broadcast. I'm in media. I'm in sports. He's doing construction. So total that we never had the same passions ever. We liked wrestling. He turned 13 and said he doesn't like wrestling anymore. I stuck with it. So whatever. I mean, hey, it is what it is. Ready? I mean, that's how I roll. Oh, look at it. Oh shit. Look at this.
Because that's how I roll.
Too many sound bites. Anyway, so Bruce Buffer, Michael Buffer, millionaires because they have one fucking line. Go figure that out. It's pathetic, actually, if you think about it. All right, so now I'll get into more serious things. Go Cowboys this weekend. Obviously, they got the Jaguars in London. Not a 9 o'clock start, thank the fucking gods, because that was stupid. I mean, yeah, you want to wake up in the morning at 9 o'clock, like, holy shit, there's live football playing right now. This is great. No, it's not great because some people go out or do something on a Saturday night, which, by the way, I haven't done shit since like week 5 of the NFL. Like, I haven't gone out. I haven't drank 5 weeks almost, like a month. That's not heard of in my way. I like a nice beer here and there, but I haven't had one. I haven't had a beer. I haven't had I don't know. I just haven't. I haven't done any of that shit, and it's weird. I feel better. It's weird. Who would have thought? Alcohol. But getting a phone call. I'm gonna assume it's Giancarlo. Dave Destruction here. Who do I got?
How you doing?
Hey, what up, Giancarlo? Everybody, what's going on, man?
I'm here to stop you from talking about the NFL and to talk about wrestling again.
Well, some people, it's to each their own, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, all right, 10:31. I did, man. I think it was exciting. I had a good time. The costumes were great.
You didn't wear anything.
I did. I dressed up as the injured Dave Destruction.
Yeah.
So
that was black button down.
Yeah, the famous black button down that I wear every Monday night on Monday Night Mayhem Live.
You going to wear that to the ring?
No. Once I get back in the car, I'm going to get back and fucking dust off the old singlet and see what happens.
When you make yourself in the WWE games, do you like give yourself that shirt as like the alternate attire?
Yeah, I think it's called the Chris Jericho top or something like that.
It's like when you're walking backstage, it's like you with the button down on.
Yep, just that. So anyway, Enzo Amore. That was your
did you like that?
Weapon of choice. How do you know him? I know him, but like you're good friends with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real person. Like he really is from New Jersey.
I believe that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just, you know, nobody knows him because he came up a different way, I guess. In the, uh-huh. You know, But yeah, I grew up with him. He lives three houses down from me, or did.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I noticed you guys took a picture together. I'm like, well, that's not Photoshopped. You must actually be taking a photo with him.
No, did you see the video on his Instagram?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I should probably look into that.
That's the best one.
All right, I'll look into that. So 10:31, did you enjoy top to bottom?
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. We had fun.
All right, I'm going to ask you honestly, just because I know you're an honest fan. Did it have the same feel as other shows?
Yes and no. I think, like you were mentioning earlier, I heard you say like, oh yeah, it was on Halloween and you wanted people to come out on Halloween. And I think that was the intention of it. But I think maybe next time, I don't think the Simpsons Halloween special is always on Halloween night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear
so
you.
Maybe next time, the night after, or the week before,
November 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I hear you. It was a weird crowd, and like we had our regulars, which were you guys.
Oh, I went out November 1st, and there were so many people who were still dressed up. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe because it fell on a Friday and a Saturday kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing, a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anything stand out as far as something that maybe popped you of the show or?
No, there's a lot of great people. And it was fun. Okay. Anything for you?
From the back. I mean, I watched all the matches on a monitor. It was my first event not being ringside for a while. So that kind of stunk. But, they have their reasons for doing that because it makes more sense. I hated looking around to people see you. Like when my backstage interview aired and I'm sitting there at ringside, they're like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense because he's sitting right there. So they wouldn't really,
true.
They're like,
very
oh,
true.
Oh yeah. He's live backstage, huh? That makes no fucking sense whatsoever. So, So anyway, all right. Well, anything you're looking forward
Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Sasha Mitchell or Joey,
Cody.
What was his name? Joey Fatone? Whatever.
Cody Lambert.
Maybe we should have David Adams just host the Halloween costume contest because I don't think he did a good job. He didn't know what he was doing.
I mean, it's pretty friggin' self-explanatory when it's a costume contest, but
he was like, should I pick? No, I don't know. Never mind. Should I pick that guy?
I think it's totally out of his element, you know what I'm saying? Like this is probably his first time in front of a live crowd like that, other than a live studio audience for his show. But other
very
than
true.
That, like
very true.
You know, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The guy was the coolest guy in the whole show. I don't know. If you had a chance to talk to him like personally before or after the show, he was fucking dude, that guy was down to earth, man. He was awesome.
Yeah. That's cool.
Very cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right. I have a question for you, actually, before I let you go. I'm going to get into a topic that's kind of fired me up. Are you friends with any of the people that are booked on this Friday show at the Superstars of Wrestling?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. What are your thoughts on people that cut promos in the passenger seat of their car?
I've seen it done before. You know, if it has to be done, you know, it's better, I think, that than the bedroom promo.
Okay. All right. I see where you're going with this.
But, you know, I would maybe go outside, find a nice quiet area where there's like maybe a blank wall, you know, a brick wall or something like that.
Something to make it wrestling authentic and not so much like every time a pedestrian walks by, you pause for a second because you don't want to sound like a complete idiot when you're talking to
promos in their car?
The entire fucking Superstars of Wrestling roster, supposedly, is that's what they're doing now. And it's fucking lighting me up. It's making me so angry because I remember I did it once and Buck came to me and said, no more of that shit. It's cheesy. It's stupid. And I said, okay, you're right. Yeah. And then I watched them back. And I'm like, wow, that was fucking cheesy and stupid. And now everybody's doing it. Everybody on that roster is trying to promote themselves in a big match or something like that from a fucking car I'll get into that when you're off. That's a whole nother beast. But hey, listen, if the Shining Wizards guys don't help me out, I need a comeback video, bro.
All right. Well, hit me up.
We'll chat.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
All right. We'll chat.
All right.
All right, brother. Later.
Thank you, Dave Destruction.
All right. Giancarlo on the talk. So before I get into all my shit, Owen Hart just kicked out the leg of Bret Hart. Anyway, superstar wrestling. I'm not in the position to bash workers because I'm only 2 years in, so I don't have a lot of say or pull. But when you guys get booked on these shows, I know it's practice. You know what I mean? For the bigger shows. But I don't know. Swallow your fucking pride, man. Like, you're supposed to be a pro wrestler. You're supposed to be a force. You're supposed to be like a threat. This guy has turned out to be a complete fucking joke. He still won't unblock me. He's a punk. Robert Banner has not unblocked me, and supposedly he's still talking shit. And it's like, I don't know. It's mind-blowing. The talent that goes onto those shows. You're supposed to, I don't know. Like, it's so frustrating, man. Just pull yourself off. Go do these cool shows. Go do the better shows. Don't go to this show. Don't. I'm not even going to tell you where their location is. Just don't go. I'm friends with these guys, and I keep seeing the same promos. And they're not posted by the guys. They're posted by somebody running a website called Bad Wrestlers Exposed. You guys are fucking idiots, man. First of all, here's etiquette number one. And this is learned from Pat Buck, Dan Moff, Mario Bacar, Kevin Matthews, guys like that. Wrestling promos are supposed to be 1 minute or less. Good ones. Good verbiage. Good intensity. Good everything. They're supposed to be 1 minute. These guys are going for 5 minutes. 5 minutes of talking. Of just, I'm going to beat you, Jimento family. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm just going to beat you up. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, dude. Nobody gives a shit. Oh, I got a caller. Back after this. What is Dave Destructor? Who is this?
Superstars of Wrestling will be there Saturday in Spotswood. Don't miss it. What's going on, Dave?
Tony, what up, bro? Such an asshole.
I'm at work, and I'm getting angry that you're trying to pitch off Shining Edward Jackson's work to Giancarlo, so I figured I had to call you and give you a hard time, man.
Oh, hey, listen. Shining Edwards Jackson has done phenomenal work, okay? Phenomenal work. But I know he's busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm coming back. I need a video. You know, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying not to. He's so busy that he's got other things to do. He's got to edit all the fucking Monday Night Mams, and he's got to do Tron videos. There's a lot more important shit than me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I told Giancarlo, because he made the one of Mario Bacar that was great. You know, it was awesome. But any way, well, I can do it.
For the faithful listeners out there, you can go over to GoFundMe.com/SaveDavesLeg. We're trying to raise $500 for Dave's recovery through Mr. Drew Gulak, who was very nice to spend his time to set that up for him.
Dude, that was, I tell you what, I've met a lot of people in wrestling in 2.5 years, but he's a cool dude. I had so much fun with you guys on Tuesday, man. It was such a good time. That guy is hilarious.
I really had no idea he was there, dude. It was, and I almost blew the whole thing when I was like, yo, Drew Gulak's at the door. Everybody's like, what?
Everybody got real quiet real quick. We're like, oh, does he know? Because I saw him walk in. I saw the guy walk in. He shakes my hand, and I'm like, where are you going? He was like, I'm going to the closet. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, what? Okay, go enjoy the closet. I'm like, all right. And then your son with all his overhand rights, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm taking some heat from that my kid had to fight my battles for me. Try living with that one.
Yeah, good luck with that, bro. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying. Let's move on. So you're coming back. The training starts right after the next show, huh? That's awesome news, dude.
That's what I'm looking for, man. I mean, as long as I'm covered medically, I should be fine, man. Because God forbid something happens. Giancarlo, such a dick. He's messaging on Facebook. I'm not even going to get into what he just said, but you'd probably pop for it. I think he wants to get Joni Lawler as my manager.
Dude, I'm sure Eric knows the right people. You got to make that happen.
China in the corner of destruction? Holy shit.
In the middle of the match, Kevin comes out and makes out with her. How awesome would that
be? There you go. I would love – all right, because Kevin's not listening or anything like that. Who is this? Who's the chick calling in as Joni Lawler? Or do you not have a clue?
I really have no idea. Kevin actually tried calling Joni while she was calling us, and she just hung up and disappeared and ran away. So I honestly have no clue. We're going to try to figure that out, but it's fun. It keeps Kevin on his toes.
Dude, Kevin, talk about being flustered, man. He was flustered all show.
Yeah, he was quite a bit angry in the studio Tuesday night.
Man.
Although I got to tell you, man, first time ever like being around Drew in person, and he really commands a room.
He does. He's really a force, bro.
Got comfortable and just fit right in, man. It was good times on Tuesday. And just to let you guys know, we are going to have the Juicy Product in studio this coming Tuesday.
I'm Matt coming.
We just set that up today. We just confirmed that. Please. I might have to set up 20 mics.
tell Kevin or Eddie to take a back seat to this one. I got to talk to David Starr.
Well, if we've got room in the studio, brother, I will be happy to have you back again. Nothing like having a little construction going on.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I love the title of the last show, too. That was great.
Yeah, that was Eddie's brainstorm on the way home. Usually something happens during the show, but when there's guests, I kind of like to work the guests in, and yeah, that worked out perfectly.
Well, I think we had Famalda Babies or whatever. So that was the name of the show for a minute.
Yeah, that was close. I think it was only the second time my name was in the show, and the first time was when I insulted Raven, and he was ready to hang up on us. So I'm kind of glad this one worked out in our favor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say so.
So what are you on, Tim? Another 10 minutes over here?
Yeah, I'm just doing an hour today. I covered a bunch of topics, plugged it all away, and got my fucking frustrations out of this morning's debacle. And it's just a bunch of bullshit. But other than that, I'm grand. Yeah, hopefully back in the ring in a couple of weeks, and yeah, that's about it.
That's awesome news. All right, man, I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll leave some room for JP and Ronnie to call you.
They're not calling. This is specifically why I did my show from 4 to 5, because I know they're working.
That's a shame. So they can go down. I'm going to have to listen to the last 10 minutes and watch you eat your nuts.
All right, bro. Have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
Be good.
Later. That's Shining Wizards, Tony of the Shining Wizards podcast. Again, it was a lot of fun on Tuesday. Go download that episode. It was a lot of fun. Drew Gulak is the man. Good guy. So, but I do have questions here to answer before I let all this shit go. Let's see. Fat Frank invited me to the Jersey All Pro Wrestling page. Fat chance there, Fat Frank. Anyway, by the way, go JAPW, right? Let's that's a whole other topic that I'm not so much allowed to get into, but I won't get into because I really don't have a place for it. And but hey, you want to ride our coattails? That's cool too, man. Make a buck. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Eric. Yeah, Eric actually just answered me with something else. But what else was I gonna say? Oh, the questions. Where the fuck is it? Excuse me on that. I'm JP, and I'm gonna take a bunch of dead silence and not know what to say for the next 10 minutes.
Let's hear it for me! Yes! 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 Yes!
I just keep playing clips for 10 minutes. I can do that. We can go that route if I have nothing to talk about.
Okay, so questions. Question, what is it like to work with Brian Adams every Monday night for PWS Mayhem? From Shining Edwards Jackson. Well, working with Brian Adams is cool. He's talking about David Adams, and I really appreciate David Adams, actually. He knows how bad I want all this. He knows how bad I want to succeed in every single thing I do, and it's not just in the ring. It's outside the ring, and David Adams. So I know you give him shit all the time, but I personally like the guy. I think he's a really hard worker. He does work a lot, man. He works at a lot of places. So I don't know how I feel about that because I kind of like loyalty. I mean, I'm not – but I'm saying, like, we're all independent workers. So it is what it is. What else we got here? And how have you not attacked him yet? Well, I keep my composure. Predictions for WrestleBall by Timothy Maya Blow. I don't know. He's one of my newer friends on Facebook. I just accepted my Facebook. EC3 will steal the show. Yeah, all right, fine. I mean, sure. He's a good worker. He's probably one of the more talented ones on that TNA roster. So, will the Jets ever win another game? No. So that answers that. They're going against Ben Roethlisberger this weekend, who has had himself a clinic of a career. And that's that. So, yeah, I mean, I've covered everything I wanted to cover today. I did want to get on the air today. Every time I go to the Shining Wizards or do something else, like I'm like, oh, you know what? Fuck this. I'm getting on the air. You know, I got to talk about something. I got to do this. So, and I do. So, yeah, I guess that's really it. But what else? Plugs, obviously, 11/22. Get there. Get your tickets now. Ringside sold out. Get general admission. Any seat in that house is good. We got bleachers. It oversees the whole thing. New lighting system. New camera crew. Oh, speaking of camera crews, thank you, Mr. Valenti, for coming back to PWS. We're glad and happy to have you back because your work is fucking amazing compared to other shit we've had. And anybody who complains about media surrounding the ring, watch a fucking WWF show, please, or WWE show. There's fucking media everywhere. So, like, why are you going to make a complaint now? Don't complain. Just enjoy the show. Paying $20. You get that. You pay $20, it's worth one match on the show. We give you 9 to 10 every fucking month. So stop. Stop complaining. Because, because I don't like hearing complaining. You know, unless it's me complaining, please.
Would you shut the hell up?
Thank you, Jericho. Dude, I'm loving this. I really don't know. Like, there's a lot of shit on here. Oh, my God. The whole Ric Flair. Maybe that's how I'll send you guys off. Fuck that. That's how I'm sending. No music today. You guys are getting the Ric Flair Royal Rumble promo. Anyway, 11/22, 12/20, season tickets for PWS. Yes, we do season tickets because we are that confident in our product and we are that close to the TV. So if you want to see yourself on TV and on a really cool network, then I suggest you get over to PWS. It's plain and simple. We're going places. I firmly believe it. There is something in the works for December that is going to rock your fucking socks off. I'm not even going to hint at it. You're going to just have to keep tuning in to PWS television on Monday nights and keep tuning in and keep going to the shows. Go on 11/22. Maybe you'll get a little sneak peek there. But my God, there is a lot of cool shit happening at PWS in the next couple of months. Currently, I'm watching the Heavenly Bodies versus the Rock and Roll Express. I've met three of the four guys of this tag, of this match. Three of the five, count Cornette. I haven't met that guy yet. But they just did the move that Justin and see, that's how you know they study tape. Fuck, man, I can go on forever and ever, but I really don't want to. I really don't want to go on and on about studying and perfecting your craft. And it's like, I've been hurt for, dude, it's, listen, I got hurt on March 29th. November 29th will be 9 fucking months since I got hurt. And it's been the longest 9 months of my life. But I've grown mentally, I've grown physically, and my knowledge of the business is so much more. I've been picking the brain of Eric and Pat on a backstage standpoint, doing the media thing, getting a new job. I've succeeded here, folks. So if you're not looking to succeed, I don't know what it is you're looking to do, because it's just annoying to hear you guys complain every day and not trying to make any changes. So kudos to those that are hitting the gym, making changes in their life, trying to excel at anything they do. Just do something. Don't sit on your ass and do nothing. Today, my day started off with arguing with a friend, and I'm not going to drop any names, who just has no drive.
None. And it sucks because I love the kid and I love his family. And it's like talking to a fucking brick wall. Anyway, I've probably dropped too many F-bombs, but enjoy Ric Flair. Enjoy the Nature Boy. Enjoy PWS. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you know what? No, I'm going to leave you with one thing then this, because there's something I want to read on the air because it can make a man's week. And this is the truth. I got a message from, you know what? I won't drop the name. I won't drop the name because I think it's wrong. This is the message. Hey, Dave, it's blank, blank, blank. I'm not going to get into who it is. I just wanted to say that I read all your posts and you're such a positive person. You helped inspire me to get into better health for myself. I haven't posted anything publicly, but there are people on here that post about their workouts and how well they're doing, and that inspired me to get my life back in control. I have two kids now, and I've been at a weight that I haven't been in my entire life. I finally hit that point that I want to make better health choices for me and to be a better role model for my two girls. So I decided to follow Gabe Tuff, Tyler Rex, and his wife and join the 21-day challenge as part of Gabe's 30-day challenge that's ending this month. I'm proud to say that I've lost 10 pounds in a month, 11 inches overall. I'm so happy I decided to do this. I just wanted to say thank you and keep posting your positive messages because someone like me is reading them and you are inspiring. Best of luck to you. Hope to see you in the ring again soon. Dude, that's why I do all this shit. And I'll leave you with that. That's why I do and say, and I'm over the top. That's why I do all this. I don't do it just for me. I do it to try and help other people. I also have a photo comment from this guy, Magnificent something, Marveloso. And I thanked him. I thanked him for what he told me. I'm not going to get into that shit. He told me I was better than Ryback. Yeah, okay. Like, but still, for somebody to say that I'm that caliber, you're out of your mind, man. But he said it. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And he goes, an unlimited passion for the sport and business makes me enjoy being a fan and a spectator to this tremendous form of art. Keep doing your thing. If you don't think I'm doing this for my, if you think I'm just doing this for myself, you're wrong. I'm doing this for everybody else. So enjoy Ric Flair. Enjoy your Thursday night. Got Thursday night football tonight to watch. Happy birthday, Christian. Chris Dixon, sorry. Happy birthday to my mom. And yeah, we'll go for.
By virtue of winning the Royal Rumble, we have a brand new World Wrestling Federation champion as the press watches on. At this time, to present the title belt to the new champion, our president, the distinguished Jack Tunney.
Congratulations, Ric Flair, on becoming the undisputed champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
Let me just say, after Vera distorting the belt, to proclaiming the real world champion, I'm going to tell you all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one. When you are the king of the WWF, you rule the world. Think about it like that, Mr. Perfect.
Guys, the brain.
Woo! Woo! Let's give a big one. Woo! You did it. I was never so impressed with anything I've ever seen in all my life. He went out there for over 60 minutes, never took a back step, took it to Hogan, took it to The Undertaker, took it to whoever got in that ring. That's why he is,
Bobby,
called now the real world heavyweight champion.
We're not the kind of guys to say, we told you so, but we told you so. Okay, very good. Ric Flair, you have made world, put that cigarette out. You have made World Wrestling Federation history here tonight.
It's the greatest moment of my life. I want to jump. I want to party. But I got to tell you like this. For the Hulk Hogans and the Macho Man and the Pipers and the Sids, now it's Ric Flair. And y'all pay homage to the man. Woo! I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up.
Feed me.